everybody. Welcome to a new week. This is the Bronze Medal Life podcast. I'm Colleen Lindstrom, and I want to say thank you to you for showing up today. Welcome to your week. Welcome to your life. Thank you for embarking on this bronze medal journey with me on the Bronze Medal Life. Just to set the stage, I am not a mental health professional at all. I am just a human being just like you, trying to get through and trying to do it with a good amount of awareness, self-awareness. I feel like that's a good start. And I'm here trying to release the shackles of perfection. I just like you probably maybe can relate to, I have lived a life where I thought it was really important to try to strive for perfection. And even though I somewhere deep down inside knew that that was not a thing, that there is no perfect, it took me a really long time. It took me well into adulthood to settle into this idea that it's okay to just be okay. In fact, actually, what I've found as I've taken myself on this road is that I actually am happier just being okay. I'm happier when I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not, or trying to do something that something I've decided that I should be capable of. I can just be capable. I can just be okay. So if that sounds like something you're into, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Share it with a friend. Let them know that there's a space where you can just be okay. And that's A-okay. You're not going to get anything fancy on this podcast. We're not going to have any. Sometimes I'll interview people when I feel like it. But really, it's just me and you hanging out in this space together, which actually brings me to my topic. Usually, it's just sort of something I've been musing about during the week. And this is one that I've been thinking about on and off for a while. And this weekend, I went to a concert. I don't know if you know the band Semisonic. Totally the music of my youth, the music of my early 20s, for sure. Like the soundtrack to my life. They have a song called You Are Not Alone. And I've been thinking about this feeling that I think we all find ourselves having at some point in our lives, that we're all by ourselves, that we're alone. Whether it's physically alone or emotionally alone or unsupported, or maybe thinking that what you're going through is something that somebody else hasn't gone through before, or that you can't find the people that can support you through it because you don't know who's going through the thing you're going through. And that can be such an unsettling, disorienting feeling, the feeling of loneliness or being alone. And I just wanted to share with you a couple thoughts and strategies that I employ when I'm having that feeling of being alone. And I think there's a lot of reasons why we find ourselves in that space. Maybe we are facing a challenge that just feels so overwhelming and painful and difficult, and we don't want to burden other people with it. I think we sometimes think that our experiences and talking about our experiences can burden other people. And so we keep them to ourselves and we don't share them. But sometimes it can feel good to wallow in the loneliness of it, because it feels like it's unique, maybe. I don't know. I'm sort of just throwing spaghetti at the wall on that. But there are so many reasons why I think we do sometimes wallow in our loneliness. So some of the things that I try to think about when I'm feeling that alone feeling, whether it's loneliness or just I'm on an island by myself. Oh, that's funny. Because this really is a strategy I use, and it has to do with being on an island. Not really, but being on a cruise ship. So I've been really lucky in my life to have enjoyed family vacations on cruise ships. I love a cruise vacation. It's not for everybody. That's okay. If you haven't been on one, that's cool. I'll just tell you what my experience is. There is something very peaceful about standing on a deck of a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, looking out into the expanse of the ocean and the darkness that makes you feel so small. And I know that when I'm talking about feeling alone, that seems like the antithesis of the feeling you want to feel, where you are standing and feeling so small and insignificant. But what that does for me is it reorganizes the reality of the world that we are so tiny, and we are significant. We are equally significant and small all at the same time. And maybe that doesn't feel comforting to you. And if it doesn't, that's okay. You don't have to use that. But this is something that I use when I feel like my problems are so big, or the thing I'm going through is so overwhelming, or that I'm alone in feeling it and that I can't find my people. Feeling and recognizing how tiny I am in the entire universe actually helps me organize my feelings around those problems as a way of saying, this is just a small cog in this gigantic wheel that is the world we live in. And it helps me to take it less seriously sometimes, or not be so overly concerned about the gravity of it. It organizes it for me. So that's one thing I do. That's one useful thing. The other thing I say to myself, and this is something, I don't remember where I heard this the first time, but somebody said it to me and it was brilliant enough that I held on to it. And that is, your feelings are not facts. And I have to tell myself that all the time. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Enneagram. If you are not familiar with the Enneagram, that's all right. I'm not super familiar with the Enneagram. However, I do know my type on the Enneagram, and I'm an Enneagram 4. And 4s are a lot. Like, 4s are just a lot. So it's a good awareness to have of myself. And the thing about the Enneagram is it will tell, if you get deep into it, it will tell you about how you, like, what your behaviors are when you're healthy, like mentally healthy and like socially healthy, and what your behaviors are when you're unhealthy. So every behavior, or every facet of your being has both a positive and a negative. That just is the way it is. That's just the world. That's life, man. So one of the things about Enneagram 4s is we have a tendency, when we are unhealthy, to think that we are so original and that our pain is the only pain, right? We are very, very wrapped up in our feelings. But when somebody said to me one time, your feelings are not facts, it reorganized how I thought about and how I was aware of my feelings, right? So I was able to say, I have feelings. Feelings are just feelings. They are just my reaction, my body's reaction, my emotional reaction to the world that I'm living in. But a feeling is not a fact. And so I can't rely on that to be the truth. So when I am feeling alone, I remind myself that that feeling is not a fact, because the truth is I'm not alone. In fact, actually, I'm actually rarely alone because I have 3 kids and a husband. But that feeling of loneliness when I'm going through something and I think nobody else is going through this, that's just not true. It's not true. There is somebody else out there who is feeling that very same thing, or who has felt that very same thing, who's capable of empathizing. Or if they haven't gone through it, there are people in my life that I know I can go to, and they can hold things for me and with me that maybe they're not experiencing, but they can hold it and they can listen, and they don't have to try to fix it. They just can be the place where I put these feelings that aren't facts. And they'll still love me through it. And so when I was, so this is why I, this is what triggered this podcast topic. If you're wondering why I'm meandering about it, well, I did go to this concert this weekend. We did go see Semisonic. And when they were singing that song, You're Not Alone, I was looking around. I was in a crowd. I mean, you're in a crowd. You're at a concert in a theater full of people, all of whom, most of whom, I had never met before. It's true, I did run into people I knew. But most of those people I'd never known before. And I couldn't help myself from thinking, whenever you feel alone, think about all of the potential in human beings that you've never made a connection with, who are all around you all the time. And listen, I have a tendency toward anxiety. I have a tendency toward depression. I know how difficult it can be to make a connection. I'm also a raging introvert, if you didn't already know this about me. And so the thought of making a connection, it feels like emotional labor. But honestly, the world is so full of people that you have never met. And when you think about it that way, it's impossible to be alone. It's just impossible. So if you're hearing my voice today and you're thinking, I feel alone right now, I want to remind you, you're absolutely not alone. I promise you, you're not alone. And sometimes the feeling of loneliness comes when you are afraid to reach out to somebody and tell them that you're feeling alone. And I have a pretty good feeling that if you do that, the people in your life are gonna be there for you, and you're not gonna be alone for long. So the first step is just saying it out loud. And I will just say to you right now, you are absolutely not alone. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful that you showed up today and that you tuned into this podcast and that you hung out with me for however many minutes we've been hanging out. I'm not even keeping track. And I'm so glad that each and every day you're waking up, you're trying, you're getting out there, you're doing your thing. And I want to remind you here on the Bronze Medal Life that you're doing great. Thank you for hanging out with me. If you have a moment and you feel moved to do so, I would love it if you'd leave me a review. It helps me. It helps me out. It helps get the word out about the Bronze Medal Life. And that's kind of what we're doing. That was a Bronze Medal podcast. That's okay. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week. In the meantime, keep on keeping on. You're doing great.